And now this is a dictation for Shirley Owen, O-W-E-N, December 760. Addresses a letter to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, follow up Mrs. Owen's chronic kidney disease. Last visit in June. Recent fall, left shoulder pain, x-ray negative at the walk-in clinic, no anti-inflammatory agents, has gained weight, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, night cramps but no claudication, no discolor of the toes, still smoking half a pack per day, chronic cough, upper respiratory symptoms, no purulent material hemoptysis, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Coric, Lisinopril, Lasix, Digoxin, Coumadin. Next paragraph, present weight 132, previously 128, blood pressure by nurse 118.79, COPD abnormalities, but no respiratory distress, lungs are distant, clear, no pericardial wrap, rate is around 90, there is an aortic systolic murmur, no gross ascites, no gross edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.9, over the years has been as high as 2.8, although baseline is more 1516. Present GFR 29, stage 4. Normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate. Normal albumin calcium phosphorus. Anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, progressive kidney disease. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been wide fluctuations over time. We'll see if this is a persistent high number. Continue chemistries in January. Next number, anemia does not require EPO treatment. Next number, elevated bicarbonate, likely representing effect of diuretics, but also underlying COPD smoker and probably respiratory acidosis with compensatory effect of bicarbonate. Next number, anticoagulation without gastrointestinal bleeding. No need for phosphorus binders, other chemistries are stable. Heart murmur as indicated above. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.